Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Can you rest secure in your bed while white people are being killed for being white? Can you tranquilly go to your job every day and serve the system happily in whatever way you serve it? When you get home, can you relax and switch on cable TV for a few thrills or laughs, then go to sleep in peace? Can you do all that while white people, totally innocent white people, farmers, workers, men, women, the elderly, little school children, even babies, are being killed just because they're white? Of course I can, you say. No such thing is happening. Whites being killed for being white. Total fantasy. I've never heard of such a thing. You're a neo-Nazi nutjob. Go away. Shut up. Don't bother me. My favorite show comes on in 5 minutes. But if you say that, you'd be wrong. 100% wrong. White people are being killed just for being white. Look at South Africa. Behind the smiling, beatific portrayals of St. Nelson Mandela we see on magazine covers, behind the rainbow graphics and the high school textbooks telling us how democracy now blesses that land once blighted by the wicked racial separatism called apartheid, lurks a gigantic, unmistakable reality of chaos, destruction, disintegration, savagery, and murder of the innocent. South Africa, once a rising, civilized first world nation and a leader in science and technology, has now become the AIDS capital and the rape capital of the world, where government leaders believe in superstitions and claim that HIV does not cause AIDS, where there is an orgy of infant rape by those who believe that such unspeakable acts can cure that incurable disease, where more than a quarter of the women say they've been raped, and more than a third of the men admit they have committed rape, and where more than a third of rapes are rapes of children. You probably know nothing about those things, though they're well documented, and there's much more that you haven't been told. Today, let me tell you how in the new democratic South Africa, white people are being killed simply because they are white. Since the fall of apartheid, more than 4,000 white farmers and their families have been murdered by black gangs, explicitly encouraged by the ANC government there to seize the white farmers' land. Since the fall of apartheid, more than 60,000 whites in total have been murdered by blacks. The ANC, or African National Congress, rules South Africa, which is essentially a one-party state. The ANC commands support among the majority black population primarily because of its opposition to whites. Though many have fled, some 4.6 million white people still live in South Africa. The recent leader of the ANC's youth group, Julius Malema, recently reinstituted the singing of a song at his group's conventions, which includes the words, "Shoot the Boers, kill the farmers," in its lyrics. One small indicator of the attitude of the government and the black population toward whites. Boer, which means farmer, and settler are words commonly used to mean whites in South Africa. Malema is now associated with a powerful ANC splinter group, the so-called Economic Freedom Front in that country, some of whose slogans include, quote, "The honeymoon is over for white people in South Africa," close quote, and quote, "A revolutionary must become a cold-killing machine motivated by pure hate," close quote. Malema has been described by Jacob Zuma, the leader of the ANC and the president of South Africa, as the future leader of South Africa. Dr. Gregory Stanton is the chairman of Genocide Watch, an organization dedicated to observing societies around the world and rating them based on an 8-point scale, measuring the imminence or presence of genocide. Dr. Gregory is a liberal on race and was, in fact, for many years an anti-apartheid activist. Nevertheless, at a conference at the Transvaal Agricultural Union in Pretoria, South Africa, Dr. Gregory announced that South Africa's Boers were in danger of genocide at level 6 on the 8-point scale. Since then, the rating has been varying between 5 and 6. I should note that stage 8 on Dr. Gregory's scale is denial of genocide after extermination occurs. Stage 7 is the literal extermination of the targeted group, and stage 6 is actual preparation for extermination. Dr. Stanton notes that although Julius Malema was chastised by a South African court for his calls to murder whites and forced to step down from the ANC, he still commands a large support base in the party and, in fact, the president of South Africa and head of the ANC himself, Jacob Zuma, sang Shoot the Boer at the ANC centenary celebration event in January of 2012. A petition condemning this genocide on activism.org describes the horrors endured by its victims. Quote, "The victims of this genocide include everyone from year-old babies to old-age pensioners in their 90s. It is disgraceful enough that this genocide is happening, but prior to their murder, the vast majority of victims are gang-raped, tortured, often in front of their families. Then, in the final act of humiliation, their bodies are defiled. The crime scene photos are gruesome and so explicit, I myself will be haunted by those scenes for the rest of my life. Some of the barbaric, satanic scenes from these crime photos that spring to mind are those of a young woman brutally gang-raped, then a broom inserted into her genitalia. Another is a young woman gang-raped, strung up by the ankles and then gutted like a fish, with her entrails hanging out. These are the most foul, diabolical crimes imaginable. There are also scenes of crime photos of young babies tortured before death and elderly people gang-raped and sodomized, tortured and murdered in the most evil ways imaginable." Close quote. Multiply these farm murder horrors by 4,000. Multiply the racially motivated murders of whites by 60,000, and you will have some faint idea of what is really going on in the new Rainbow South Africa. Can you rest secure in your bed while the leaders of our government take no note of this ongoing genocide of whites and do nothing and even say nothing about it? The same establishment that studiously ignores these ongoing murders of these isolated, innocent white families made one hell of a lot of noise and engineered economic boycotts and prodigious international pressure when it was whites who were allegedly oppressing blacks in that country, even though no one claims that what was done under apartheid even faintly resembled genocide. Can you rest secure in your bed while the non-white owners of the major media deliberately hush up these horrific killings of white people? When apartheid was in force, the major news and entertainment media, from magazines and newspapers to books, television, and film, were loud, vehement, and relentless in their claims that the treatment of blacks in South Africa was a crisis of world importance, a problem that had to be solved, a moral outrage that should have us all protesting and shouting from the housetops and boycotting and demanding sanctions until South Africa's blacks were allowed to rule there. And they succeeded in their campaign. But now that conditions are worse in South Africa than they have ever been before, now that so-called multiracial democracy under the ANC has driven that country beyond the brink of chaos, poverty, crime, and epidemic disease for even the blacks themselves, and now that white people are being openly murdered while the president of the country sings songs celebrating those murders, why the Jewish-dominated media in America and the West are virtually silent. There is no outrage. There are no calls for boycotts or sanctions. No one in the media is even asking quietly that Maybe, just maybe, the ANC should politely request that the murderous gangs and paramilitary units should stop murdering white people. No, not at all. In fact, the alien-controlled media do the exact opposite. The rise of the ANC is depicted in glowing, almost uniformly positive terms, and those who call attention to the ongoing genocide of whites there are often depicted as racists. Criticism of Zuma in the billionaire oligarch's media, for all practical purposes, it doesn't exist. Calling for the killing of white people doesn't prevent Zuma from traveling to the U.S., being invited to confer with representatives of the Wall Street vultures of the New York Stock Exchange. Endorsing the killing of white people doesn't prevent him from conferring with United Nations officials in New York or from meeting with business leaders all over the country. It doesn't prevent Zuma from being mentioned in a totally positive light by the U.S. State Department. Zuma even received an honorary doctorate in humane letters, no less, from Texas Southern University. If men of our own blood owned the media, I think there'd be a chance that Zuma would be called out for his despicable crimes. I think there'd be a chance that our people would be informed and outraged about the mass slaughter of our kin taking place right now in South Africa. I think that there would be a powerful call from the informed, educated public to use any force necessary to save the white people of South Africa. But because we don't own our own mass media, and because those who do own the major media in this country are quite happy to see white people dispossessed and slaughtered, there's nothing. It's not even one-tenth or 1/100th of the outrage stoked by the media when cops used their nightsticks on Rodney King one night, or when Trayvon Martin was shot. It's not even 1/1,000,000th of that. Not 1/1,000,000,000th. It's nothing. 60,000 white people killed, and the president of South Africa is singing about it, and there's nothing. What does that tell you about the aliens who control our media and our government? What does that prove about their opinion of white people and about their plans for us? If a nationalist politician in Greece or Hungary just says something, even mildly critical of Jews, it's anti-Semitism, and we never hear the end of it in the media. It's grounds for outrage and much more, for dismissal, for the crafting of new anti-hate laws, and even for criminal prosecution and imprisonment. But actually slaughter 60,000 white men, women, and children, with the president of the country and major figures from the government endorsing and even celebrating the slaughter in song, and it's crickets chirping as far as the media oligarchs and the U.S. government are concerned. Can you rest secure in your bed while these men control almost all that we see and hear about the world? Can you rest secure in your bed while these same billionaire aliens effectively write our laws? This isn't just a South African problem, though the suffering of whites there and in Zimbabwe may be the greatest. The oligarchs have a plan for us. That plan unfolds in slightly different ways and at slightly different rates in Europe, in America, and in Australasia, compared with how it's unfolding in South Africa right now. But it's the same plan. Can you rest secure in your bed while you do nothing? The National Alliance is looking for those of you who cannot rest, who cannot sit idly by while our people are slated for genocide, for disappearance from the earth. The National Alliance is looking for you. If you are one of those whose conscience will not rest until we have regained control of our own survival, our own destiny, once again. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the reconstituted National Alliance membership organization, founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. Please write to us at National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to keep on thinking free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil.